All right, so let's get right into it today. We're going to take a deep dive into a case that really shook things up in Wyoming family law. We're talking Brugman v. Brugman.
Oh, yeah, this one's fascinating.
Right. Wyoming, you know, that state with that kind of Wild West image. But this case really shows a big shift in how they're handling these custody cases.
Yeah, and what makes this case stand out is it's not about bad parenting or, you know, abuse allegations or anything like that. Both parents were considered fit and loving by the court.
Exactly. It's not a, you know, a sensational case in that way.
Right. It's more about how the legal thinking around what's best for kids is changing, you know, when parents decide to go their separate ways.
It's definitely giving us a lot to think about, that's for sure. So we've got Holly and Colton Brugman, they're divorcing, and they have one young child.
Mm-hmm.
Seems pretty standard at first glance, right? Just your typical custody case.
Right.
But there's a twist.
Yeah, the district court's initial ruling was kind of unique. They ordered shared custody until the child reached kindergarten age, and then it shifted to the father becoming the primary custodian.
Okay, so like a timeshare situation and then a changeup.
Right, a phased approach.
Interesting. What was the judge thinking there?
Well, the judge really emphasized this concept of developmental appropriateness. Basically, the idea that what might work for a preschooler in a shared custody situation might not be the best setup once that child hits school age and enters that whole structured world.
Okay. I can see that makes sense.
Right. And on top of that, the judge pointed to the strong bond between the child and his father and the fact that the father had a more reliable local support network.
So the father's support system was a factor in the decision.
It was.
It makes you wonder about the mother's situation then, too.
Oh, absolutely. The court took into account that the mother was dealing with some financial instability at the time and that her local support network wasn't as strong as the father's.
And just to be clear, it's not about saying the mother was a bad parent or anything like that.
No, not at all.
It's more about looking at the whole picture and what creates that, you know, most stable and consistent environment for the child.
Exactly. Stability's key.
So here's where things get even more interesting. This case goes up to the Wyoming Supreme Court.
Uh-huh.
And they not only uphold the lower court's decision, but they use this case to overturn decades of legal precedent that was actually against shared custody arrangements.
Yeah, Wyoming, and you know, had been one of the few states still holding on to this idea that shared custody should only be a last resort, kind of a fallback option.
Wow.
And this ruling really brings them into line with this national trend that we're seeing toward, you know, more shared parenting.
So it's a pretty huge case for Wyoming then.
It is. It's a landmark case for sure.
So this new standard, what does it actually mean for people going through custody battles? You know, what should lawyers and parents be thinking about now?
Well, the Brugman case lays out a whole bunch of factors that courts are going to be looking at very closely from now on.
Like,
well, for example, how well can the parents communicate and cooperate with each other? You know, do they see eye to eye on how they want to raise the child? And does shared custody even make sense, geographically speaking, considering where each parent lives? And of course, how is this all going to affect the child's daily routine?
So there's no easy answer. No one size fits all.
Nope. Judges still have to use their judgment based on the facts of each case.
Right, because every family is different.
Right. But what this case does is it signals a clear shift in how the courts view shared custody.
In what way?
It's not this fallback option anymore. It's a legitimate starting point when you're trying to figure out what's in the best interest of the child.
That's a pretty significant change.
Yeah. It really is.
Okay, so then what about the appeals process? Mm-hmm. How did the Wyoming Supreme Court justify upholding such a, you know, groundbreaking decision?
Well, they completely agreed with the lower court's reasoning. They said the judge didn't abuse his discretion at all. The decision was based on the specific facts that were presented in the case and, most importantly, what the judge determined would be the best for the child. And that part is crucial. You know, it really shows how seriously the court took the judge's consideration of the whole situation.
It makes sense. They want to make sure those decisions are made carefully and thoughtfully.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's break this down even more for our listeners, especially for those in the legal field. What are the big takeaways from Brugman v. Brugman that, you know, are really going to impact how they approach custody cases going forward?
Well, I think it's safe to say this case is a real game changer for family law in Wyoming. It puts shared custody on the table right from the start. You know, it's not a last resort anymore.
So for lawyers who are putting together those proposals for phased custody plans, like we saw in this case, it sounds like they're going to need to be really thorough with their arguments.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. You got to have a rock solid reason for why this particular arrangement with its transitions and changes you know, really benefits the child at each stage of their development.
It can't just be a preference.
No, it has to be about what's best for the kid.
And based on the Brigham case, it seems like evidence about each parent's support network, that's going to be a big deal now.
For sure. Attorneys need to go beyond just saying, yeah, there's support. You know, they have to really paint a picture for the court, show who these people are, what the relationship is to the child and the parent, and how they're going to help create that stable and nurturing environment.
So it's not just a surface level thing.
No, you got to give the court the full context,
yeah.
The parents' individual situations, the strengths and weaknesses of their support systems, and of course, the child's needs at different ages.
Yeah, it's all connected.
It all has to fit together to justify a custody arrangement.
This case has really made me think differently about how custody is handled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just about following the old rules. It's about really understanding child development and finding solutions that work for families.
And it's important to remember, the Wyoming Supreme Court was very clear what the parents want. That's secondary to what actually benefits the child, you know, the child's best interest. That's top priority.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It might sound obvious, but, you know, sometimes in practice, those parental preferences can overshadow what's truly best for the child.
Right. It's easy to get caught up in the emotions of it all.
Exactly. And Brigham v. Brigham really reinforces that idea that the child's needs have to come first.
And it's huge.
Absolutely life-changing decisions for these kids.
So we talked about the lower court's decision, but the fact that the Wyoming Supreme Court upheld it, that also speaks volumes, right?
Oh, yeah. It shows the power of that appellate review process.
Right.
The Supreme Court didn't just, you know, rubber stamp the lower court's ruling. They used it as a chance to really examine how Wyoming approaches custody, and they ended up reshaping it.
It's a good reminder that legal precedents aren't set in stone. You know, as we learn more about child development and as societal norms change, the law has to adapt.
Right.
And sometimes it takes a case like this to make that happen.
Exactly. This is a real world example of how our understanding of child development and, you know, changing social norms, they can actually lead to real changes in the legal system.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It is.
This case, I mean, they're going to be talking about this in law school classrooms for years to come, I bet.
Oh, for sure.
But it also brings up some interesting questions about where custody law goes from here, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, this case involved a pretty young child, but what happens when kids get older and their needs change? How do those principles apply?
Right. Like, is this phased approach always going to be the best way to go, or are there situations where it might not work? And what about parents who have completely different ideas about parenting? How do courts navigate that?
So many factors to consider.
It'll be interesting to see how courts handle all of this as they apply the Brigham precedent, you know?
It makes you wonder what kinds of custody arrangements we might see in the future because of this case.
It's a whole new era for shared parenting in Wyoming, that's for sure. And I think we're going to see the effects of this case for a long time to come.
Yeah, it really makes you think about the human side of all of this, you know?
Yeah, it does.
Like, lawyers have to be legal experts, of course.
Yeah.
But they also need to understand child development and, you know, how families work, all the different dynamics.
It's complex.
It is, because at the end of the day, it's about finding solutions that are truly best for the kids.
Absolutely. And Brigham v. Brigham, you know, it gives us a good framework for doing that. It pushes courts to think outside those old, rigid custody models and, you know, come up with arrangements that actually work for each family situation.
So let's say we have someone listening who's maybe going through a divorce or a custody battle, or even just someone who likes to stay up to date on family law. What would you say is the biggest takeaway from this whole deep dive?
I think the main message is that shared custody, it's a real option now and it deserves to be considered seriously, but it's not a magic solution that works for everyone.
Right. It's not one size fits all.
No, you have to be thoughtful about it. You know, think about the child's needs and whether the parents can actually cooperate and co-parent effectively.
And that's where having a good lawyer can make all the difference.
Oh, for sure. A good lawyer can help you navigate this whole process and really fight for what's best for your child.
Definitely. Brigham v. Brigham is a landmark case. It's going to have a lasting impact on family law, not just in Wyoming, I bet.
I think so.
But maybe in other states, too. Who knows?
It's possible. Yeah.
It reminds us that the law is always changing. It adapts to how we understand the world.
Right. And sometimes it takes a case like this to shake things up and, you know, create a path toward a system that's more fair and focused on what kids need.
Well said. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into Brigham v. Brigham. It's a case that shows us that family law is about more than just the legal stuff. It's about real people, real families, and making sure kids are okay.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next time with another fascinating legal case to explore.